Kia ora and welcome back. And I'm very excited to have in the studio for the first time, finally, Ray from Scorpio Box. Hello.
Hello.
How are you going?
Oh, it's so good to be here. I've never been here before, so it's very exciting.
Yeah. It's kind of fun in here, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's,
I like it.
It's sort of cozy, you know?
It's cozy. It's charming. It's nice.
Well, I mean, for a long time, you couldn't come because there's so many stairs.
And yeah, I had a very bad ankle. I'd really smashed it to pieces, yeah. And there are lots of stairs.
Yeah,
going down's going to be fun, but I'm pleased I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah. There are handrails, so yeah, just hold on for dear life.
I'll just go down on my ass.
Anyway, how is the world of Scorpio Box going?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Great. We're getting back into events in a big way. We've had a couple of book launches recently, and we've got some more lined up. And the stock's starting to pile in to keep the shelves full as we
Fantastic.
Get busier into summer and dreaded Christmas. So it's all go. Yeah.
It'll be Christmas before we know. I can't believe it's September.
It's already spring. I know.
It's ridiculous.
The blossom is out. It's all going well.
If you had to spend all your time in, like, one section of the bookstore...
Oh, my goodness.
What would it be?
Oh, that's so difficult. It would have to be, like, there's a little corner where poetry hits fiction, so I could be in, like, both.
Oh, right, nice.
Both
nice.
I would be able to access technically, probably there. Or maybe... I don't know, maybe in the, like, sociology and political stuff. Like,
I find that stuff pretty fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, to be able to write a book on any topic, you must have, like, a very deep knowledge of it, you know?
The amount of research that goes into that, like, to just produce something that takes you a week to read is just, you know, like,
crazy.
And you're holding something in your hand and you know that it's taken someone years of work.
you're like, I'm done now.
Yeah.
Cool. Moving on.
Take that one off the list, yeah.
Anyway, you have a book for us today.
Yes, I have a book. I have a book called Poor People with Money. It's by Dominic Hoey. It's published by Penguin Random House, and it is a gem. It's so good. I loved it so much, so I'll tell you all about it. I feel like showing you the cover, but no one else is going to see that. But look how cool the cover is. Rebecca does that all the time. Like a show and tell, but just the tell. It's a book set in Auckland about a professional fighter slash bartender called Monday Woolridge, and she's pretty hard ass. Like, she's working just over minimum wage. She's living in a rubbish flat. She's, you know, got big dreams of going to Thailand to train with the people she trains with, her club. I don't know. But money's tough. She's trying to support her mum, who's in a care home, even though she's quite young. There's a traumatic backstory. Her little brother went missing about 15 years ago. And she's always kind of been, like, hoping or imagining that he was out there somewhere, right? And so the whole book's in her voice, kind of talking to him, like filling him in.
Oh, okay.
So it's a real nice device, like filling him in on how the family's been since he left and the things he might remember and the things that might have changed. It's a tragic backstory, but Monday has this, like, incredibly funny voice that is just so, like, she's ambitious, she's strong-minded, she's impulsive, and she's a bit of a mess. I'm now going to check my notes because I get all tied up.
That's
right.
Quite a ride.
So that's the book. And so she's, like, dreaming of escaping this, like, this life that she's leading. She wants to get some money. She wants to make things work. And her and her flatmate get into this very wobbly situation.
Okay.
It's not legal. It involves a lot of drugs. She's tied up her workplace in it. It's got very messy and complicated, and essentially they have to skip town in a hurry. So that's where we are that's the kind of the story, and it's in the second part of the story is they go up far, far north to a village that's not even on most maps. It's, like, off the grid. And that's where, like, the story I think that's my favourite bit of the story, because suddenly there's this whole community of people around her that are living this totally different kind of life of poverty. It's like, it's a real beautiful, you see a real difference in the like city versus
I can understand that.
It's real cool. And and I think like it's amazing how funny the book is given how dark the topic is, right? Like it's full of just hilarious like comments on rich versus poor and like just like such insightful little hilarious nuggets about people, you know, driving their utes in town and all of that kind of stuff, which is delightful. And then it's also just like totally unapologetic. Like I like that it just presents Monday as this flawed and complicated person, but never tries to like cast judgment on the decisions that she's making or anything. Yeah.
I mean, we've all been tied up in massive drug laundering.
I mean,
we?
All of us, yeah, of course. Yeah. I feel like putting a little asterisk and then being like, not me. And like, I feel like the book could be just written as like a, you know, a pretty standard crime novel. Like there's like the villains that are a pair of like brothers and they've got like a tiny dog, which is their like little sidekick. And it's kind of like, it plays into those crime tropes. But because of this thing where she's like talking to her brother, right, it suddenly becomes more like it's a reflection on like grief and loss and how like tragedy can kind of like add on to itself and kind of like barrel into more tragedy. Yeah, and I think, and so it ends up being this like incredibly like funny and hard and beautiful like thing about like grief and loss and also about like rich and poor and what it's like to live in poverty in New Zealand today. And it's so good. It's so good. Dominic Hoey is a poet, and you can really tell in like in the way that it's written. There's just these moments like, you know, it's so fast paced and it's so like suspenseful and you keep waiting for the next disaster and the next like, you know, it's kind of heart pounding stuff. But then there's these moments that he just captures so well where it like really quietens down and you get a real sense of like the characters that are surrounding Monday and their lives. And it's just beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so much skill must go into writing such an incredibly sad book, he's somehow been funny.
I know. I don't know. Like, I've seen him, like, he was down for Word Festival recently and I watched him perform, and he does it in his poems as well. They're just, so fast-paced, and then suddenly he'll just deliver something that's just, like, gets you right in the heart, and you're like, how are you doing that? Like, it's amazing. It's such a good read.
Did it kind of make you, like, pause and reflect on the state of society?
Yeah, I think that's kind of like it's wonderful because it's just about Monday and he never kind of like tries to pull it out into a wider political message, but then he calls it poor people with money and that kind of like just hammers it home that this is actually a bigger thing going on here, and it's left up to the reader to kind of decide how they feel about that bigger thing, which is so beautiful, because so many times someone will try and write a book about these kind of topics and end up putting their own like, you know, message into it or whatever. But this is just like, you just have to look it straight in the eye and then kind of make it, work it out.
I can see like the charm of moving to a tiny little town no one's ever heard of though.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Oh, and for a time, like there's this beautiful bit right at this, in the middle bit of the book before, where they do, they just like, they learn to kind of relax into the slower pace of life. Lovely. and it's still hard. It's still hard work. There's lots of commentary on like, there's some farmers that are in that village that have like a very different opinion on how the land should be used compared to the other people that live in the village. And there's still a lot of violence and crime happening, but the landscape and the pace of life is really well written in that bit. Yeah,
gosh,
lovely.
Well, you've sold me on it.
Highly recommend.
Sounds fantastic. So for those who want to purchase this book or any book, at Scorpio Books. Where can they find you guys?
They can find us in the BNZ Centre, and which you can access from all of the streets.
Yeah,
from
Colombo Street, from
Cashel Street, from Hereford Street, from the Terrace.
Well,
come and visit.
Yes, come visit. It's such a charming place, and it's lovely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ray.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Do you have an exciting day ahead?
Oh, just selling books.
Selling books.
Yeah.
Sounds blissful,
which is
actually.
Blissful. Yeah. It's ideal.
Right. Well, anyway, that's pretty much that. Thank you.
Thanks so much.